Powered by a 100% Australian electricity and gas retailer. That's Red Energy. Switch today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. On SEN. Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Back to your call shortly. 1-300-736-736 if you'd like to join me. Frank Panisi from the Melbourne Storm about to join me. They did train this morning. One of the speckled texts has come through from Ian. Hey, Dwayne, the thing with Albury is nothing's changed. They're still training, just not at the council-controlled oval, so they've achieved absolutely nothing apart from being obstructionist. I think they've achieved applying their own principles, the councillors. I think they wanted to apply a principle that was deemed the right thing by them, but I think they probably sneakily knew that what was going to happen is the Storm would go down the road to the private facility. They might not have known that, but I think it's been a pretty good result in the end. We'll find out from Frank Panisi whether it's worked for them. Welcome to you, Frank. Great to have you on.
Great to be on, Dwayne, and I'm actually talking still. Training just finished here at Albury Sports Ground, the home of the Albury Tigers Australian Rules Football Club, so seems strange. We're training at the Australian Rules Football Club ground. That's fine, but we couldn't train on the rugby league ground. Doesn't quite make sense, does it?
Well, I don't. My council-owned ground as opposed to a private facility. I do think that it makes some sense. But I don't mind that you're training there. Is there a reason why that facility that you're at now is less suited? Is it because the ground is not shaped the right way? Is the grass okay? What's the level of facility?
No, not at all. I mean, there are outstanding facilities. The surface is in immaculate condition. The groundsman has done a marvellous job, and the club of the facility here are first class. But, yeah, obviously, when we discussed the idea of coming to Albury as an option, if we couldn't get on Amy Park, it was the obvious one to go to the rugby league ground. It's got rugby posts and line markings, and also you want to support the local rugby leagues, which is important. So, but look, at the end of the day, it's worked out really well. The Albury Football Club here, they've marked out a field for us, and they're going to put up posts tomorrow, and they couldn't do enough for us. So it's all worked out very well.
The communication breakdown was bizarre, though, wasn't it? You get up there and then you hear that.
Yeah, it was. It was disappointing because all along, when the NRL announced mid-April, I think it was April 9th, they announced that the competition, the date was going to be May 28th with the May 4th. start to training. We started looking at training options if Amy Park was unavailable. So we had two options. We had Yarrawonga, Mawala, and we had Albury. And so we've been in discussions for quite a while. So for the last minute to happen was disappointing. But as you said, look, it's all worked out. The boys have trained really well. Our accommodation and gym facilities are fine. And I mean, probably that's a thing that people don't understand, I suppose, who've made the decisions. The protocols are that strict. The players go in three areas. That's all they're going to be up here in Albury is the accommodation. The bus comes into our compound, picks us up, actually drops us inside the ground, which is what they call a clean area. And then at the gym, it goes straight into the gym. There's a roller door. So we don't come into any contact with any person in the community. So it's incredibly stringent protocols that we follow. But look, they made the decision. We just move on and it hasn't affected us from now on.
So in 4 days' time or 5 days' time, you come home, players are allowed to come home, and then we hope there's a decision Friday or next Monday where you might be able to train at Amy Park?
That's what we're hoping, but, at the end of the day too, I think we've always got to have an option as well. We just can't put all our eggs in the basket of Amy Park. It's going to be approved for next week. So we'll talk about whether we do return to Albury next week, which seems the obvious thing to do. But we're hoping Amy Park's available. But if it doesn't, we know this works up here at Albury now. We've got everything sorted out. So, we're a lot more confident we are today than we were probably this time yesterday.
Any hurdles in the protocols? Have you sort of met pitfalls to try and keep people away from the public that you didn't anticipate that you've had to handle?
No. It's been quite seamless, actually, at the moment, Dwayne. It's our compound, as we call it, at the accommodation. It's either only one entrance in and one entrance out. So, and everything that the players need in there, all our meals, and they've all got their own individual rooms, and they've been told to bring a lot of entertainment because that's basically where they'll be for the next 4 days, except the training venue and the gym. So no, it's going really well. So no complaints whatsoever.
So let's extrapolate it out. If one team can do it, book out a hotel, get on a bus, go with the right protocols, have a ground, no contact, then essentially, if you had a big enough hotel, four teams could do it.
Yeah, no reason why you couldn't, and also no reason why an AFL club I think you're getting along could do it easily. I mean, it's as long as you've probably picked the right area that, as I said, that you can, you don't have to come in any contact with the community or the general public, so they feel safe and it can be easily done. So as I said, it's, you know, we're only away for 4 days from home at the moment, Dwayne. That's probably one thing, but yeah, you know what it'd be like if it was 2 and 3 weeks and maybe longer. We're not too sure, but I spoke to my counterpart at the New Zealand Warriors, who are based up in Tamworth, and they are away for weeks on weeks, potentially months, and they've had a great start up there too. Everything's going really well for them up in Tamworth. So, it can certainly be done. There's no doubt about that.
Is there a spark amongst the group of excitement? Now, I presume they're not walking around like it's a chore. I presume they're pretty happy to be training and about to be able to go back to work.
Definitely, yeah. Like probably, I wouldn't say kids on your first day of school, because everyone probably didn't look forward to going to school. But no, they are. There's general excitement there. They've been, like all of us, they've been holed up at home for so long. And their teammates are people they spend such a long time together. Just finished a 3.5 month, pre-season where they're seeing each other every day and started a competition. So, yeah, they're excited, having fun. I mean, training finished about 20 minutes ago, but they're still out there kicking balls. And they're just excited to be back and doing what they love. You know, it's their profession, but at the end of the day, too, it's also their passion. They started playing rugby league when they were little tackers. And so even though they get paid and, it's their profession, it's still the thing they love doing most.
So their non-training time, they stay in the hotel. Is there a restaurant downstairs? Talk to me about the movement outside of the training time.
Yeah, totally inside the area. So when they arrived from their car yesterday, they go through temperature testing at the zone. So they go from what's called the dirty zone to a clean zone. So the area that we're in, it's quite a large area. That's all been sterilised. And in there is everything from our meetings to their strapping area to a games room. Again, keeping their social distancing. Everything's there that they need. We have all our 3 meals a day inside there, and they've all got their private rooms, so with a fridge, so they've stocked up with their snacks in between meals. So, as I said, there's no reason for them to leave, and they won't be leaving. We're in there for the 4 days, and if we have to come back longer, they're in for longer after that.
Housekeeping that comes and gets done while you're out, does it?
It does, and they obviously come in with the, they've got to also be temperature tested at the point where, to make sure that they're potentially not got a temperature and have any symptoms. So, but they come in with gloves and the face mask, and they clean the rooms while we're at training, and also the people serving the meals, they also have gloves and masks, and they also get temperature tested when they come into the clean zone.
And when do you expect full-on tackling match simulation allowed?
We're in what they call Level B at the moment, which is training in groups of 10 and no contact whatsoever. And we believe from the NRL that on Saturday we move it to Level C, which is full contact and full team training. So got a couple of days, which is probably not a bad way to start with.
Yep.
We did some fitness testing this morning and just some basic drills, get their hands on the ball. So by Saturday, there's no doubt they want to start doing some contact. And they also need to, Dwayne, we're only a couple of weeks away from playing. So to prepare our players for professional rugby league at full contact, we need to get back into contact pretty quickly. So hopefully by the weekend, the boys will be practising their tackling.
And if you can't get Level C in Victoria, you just go back to Albury?
We'd have to, yeah. Even if we're told we can train in Victoria and do Level B, we just couldn't. We wouldn't be fair to our players to get them ready for a May 28 return to play without the proper contact and the proper full team. So, yeah, for us to be able to train at Amy Park or in Victoria, would have to be at Level C category.
And we got a message for Daniel Andrews at all before we let you go, Frank?
I'd probably say for us, don't say anything, Dwayne. I was taught at an early age. So if you've got nothing good to say, don't say anything.
Your silence is deafening, Frank. I think he gets the message. Thanks for your time. I'll let you head back and have a kick. Thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure, Dwayne. Thanks very much.
Frank Panisi, boss of the Melbourne Storm. A break. More of your calls. 1-300-736-736. And Dean Jones to talk about Victorian cricket before Eddie Maguire joins me after Dean Jones after 1 o'clock. You're with Dwayne's Watch.